Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, My Accessible Google. Hi everyone and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to discuss a new offering from Povidi, the corporation from New Zealand that brought us an accessible YouTube, YourTube. And they now have another offering, Accessible Google. They have, at this point, only put a calendar onto it, so you can access your Google Calendar and make some modifications to it through that interface. It's a very difficult thing to use if you are blind, the Google Calendar interface itself. So they have designed a way to make this more blind-friendly. And as with the YouTube address, it starts with povidi.com, so povidi.com/, and this is My Accessible Google. It is M-A-G.
Type keyword to search edit, 50%, 100%. Povidi My Accessible Google Mozilla Firefox. Type keyword to search heading level 1, 2 headings and 17 links. Povidi My Accessible Google. My Accessible Google Calendar list of 7 items. Link skip to main content. Alt plus shift plus 0. Link login. Alt plus shift plus 1. Link Povidi Home. Alt plus shift plus 2. Link about. Link FAQ. Link contact. Alt plus shift plus 3. Link accessibility statement list and alternate colors. Link white on black. Link black on white. Link standard. Heading level 1. Welcome to My Accessible Google. Link login. Now read on for more information. Hi and welcome. Povidi is proud to introduce you to My Accessible Google, a series of web applications that make using the Google application simpler for blind and visually impaired computer users. Our first offering is Google Calendar, which up till now has been next to impossible to use. Currently we are offering you the chance to access your Google Calendar. You will need to have a Google account and can link sign up here. If you already have a Gmail or Google account but have never used the calendar, you will need to link login and register to use the calendar before we can access it. Link opens a new page. This first implementation will allow access to your primary calendar only, but you can always link contact us if you would like this extended to other calendars. If you have a Gmail account, log in and go to the calendar link to ensure that you have registered before continuing here. You must have a valid calendar before we can allow access.
Okay, I know that English is the official language of New Zealand, but that was so poorly written. It was terrible. That's kind of why I was letting it go on, because I was trying to understand it. Essentially, what this means is that you are going to be, it works sort of like an API for Twitter does. So it's going to give us an access token. It grants so that it has, Google will grant it access to your calendar. Then you leave and it just goes away. It doesn't keep anything. It just rearranges the interface so it's a little more blind friendly. So essentially what you need to do before you even go here and add events to your calendar, this is assuming you have a Google Calendar. So you need to go to google.com and create an account and then register to use the calendar. And once you have done that through Google, then you can come to this site, povidi.com/MAG, and log in and tell Google that you grant this application permission, and you will be able to manipulate your calendar. So I'm going to do that right now. Obviously, I have a Google account
already.
Use my accessible
Google link.
But I want to use my accessible Google.
Google accounts Mozilla Firefox. Help link 40%. 100%.
And hopefully they'll have a contact manager too soon. That would be
Google English homepage, Mozilla.
Okay.
Call 1 row, call 2 row 3, password, edit, email, edit.
I want to type in my email address, gmail.com.
IAFG, at blank. Password.
Password.
Call 1 row 7, stay signed in, checkbox checked. Call 2 row 8, sign in button.
It says stay signed in, but my cookies, I always destroy them, so it doesn't
67%,
matter much.
100%, 100%. Sign in,
which
5 links from your Google account.
Right.
Link, learn more. Graphic warning, this website is not registered with Google to
it's
establish
not,
a secure connection for our
request. Website is not registered with Google, which they need to do that.
Grant access button.
But I will just go ahead
50
and grant
alert.
Them access.
Firefox prevented this page from automatically redirecting to another page. Allow button, Alt plus A, 100%. White on black.
Okay, so now we're back. And we've got some headings here that we're going to look at.
My accessible Google Calendar, Mozilla Firefox, toolbar, search history, 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 use JAWS, calendar, Alt plus
okay.
Shift plus 1 link. Query my calendar heading level 2.
You can query the calendar so that you can view events that you may have scheduled within a certain number of months and days and even over the coming year if you want to.
Quick pick heading level 3. Quick pick list. Combo box today. Quick pick button.
You can quick pick a day if you know of a date that you think has an event.
Blank.
You can do that.
Heading level 3 start date. Start date. End date heading level 3.
You can choose by start or end date.
No entries for today or your chosen dates heading level 2.
There are no entries that I have
quick
picked.
Quick calendar entry heading level 2.
And then you can enter a quick calendar entry.
Blank. Heading you can type in plain English a simple calendar entry and it will be added to your calendar. An example is lunch tomorrow with Larry 12 p.m. or goalball. Competition 7 July 2nd p.m. to 5 p.m. Input your quick entry Alt plus shift plus 9. Alt plus shift plus 9. Add quick entry button.
And that's how you can add it.
List of free items. Link add full entry.
You are not able at this point to add a full entry. You can, you know, where you can invite people and do all kinds of other things to it. You can't really do that at this point. All you can do is add a quick entry, which I'm going to
list
do.
List of free add quick entry button. Land.
Just because. Testing this calendar application today, May 18th to 011 for Tall.
Virtual PC add quick entry button. Input your quick entry alt plus shift plus 9 edit. Testing this calendar application today, May 18th, 2011 for Tall. 100%. Input your quick entry alt plus shift plus 9. 8 headings and 14 links. Link calendar alt plus shift plus 1. Link for video home alt plus shift plus 2. 2. Link about. Link F8. Link con. Link accessibility. List end. Alternate colors. Link white. Heading. Heading level 3. Quick pick. Heading level 2. Query my calendar. Heading level 3. Quick pick. Quick pick list. Combo box today. Quick pick button.
And I want
my accessible
to click
Google
pick
calendar.
Today.
100%. My accessible ad.
See if it's there.
Link other slash mo. Link logout. List end. Copyright. List end. Link other slash multiple calendars. Link add full entry. List of free items. Add quick entry button. You can type in plain English a simple cal. Heading level 2 quick calendar. List end. Heading level 3 May 18th. Testing this calendar application for Tom.
Yep.
Delete list end nesting level 1.
And you can delete it if you want to. You do not have the opportunity to add a full entry, you know, with all the various options and bells and whistles that Google calendars usually have. And you don't have the ability as of yet to check multiple calendars. You can only check your specific calendar. So it's a little bit limited in what you can do, but you can at least add events to the calendar, which is fantastic because I was depending on my iPhone to add entries to Google Calendar. And although it worked because I had the Exchange settings set correctly, I always really, the computer is far preferable to me and far easier to work with. So I am glad to know that this little site exists. I think it's a very recent thing, so I'm sure they will add more to it in the future. And I encourage you to check it out. If you don't have a calendar created with Google, it's very simple to set up. And this site makes it very easy to add and delete from. So simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.